You're listening to HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tanya Lynn McNabb. I have with me today Karen O'Donnell, who is basically your producer. But I'm looking at your credentials, and I could sit here for about an hour reading about all the things that you've done. You are in the Canadian market, and you're doing a number of documentaries, but there's one clearly that you're very passionate about because it hits close to home. Tell us about your documentary, The Odd Kid Out.
Okay, sure. Odd Kid Out is very close to my heart. It is a documentary, really, about children with attention deficit disorder. And it came about because I am a documentary filmmaker, and my son was diagnosed with attention deficit disorder when he was 7, and so I just naturally looked for a doc to pick up so I could maybe show his teachers instead of asking him to take a whole bunch of time out of their week or month to read a book. I thought maybe an hour of time for a film would be able to sort of clarify things for him. He was having a terrible, terrible time at school, and I was really shocked to find at that time there was really nothing out there on it.
Let's go back to the beginning then, Karen. So what prompted you to start looking to see, what was he doing that made you concerned that he may be having issues with his attention?
Well, I didn't qualify it at the time with the issues with attention. I just had no idea what it was. He was clearly upset. He's a very, very bright kid, and he was, going through school in grade 2, he was bringing home like 2 hours of homework a day, and he just wasn't getting his work done, and we just couldn't figure out why. Like, he's a smart, smart kid. And so that was a problem. His self-esteem then, really plummeted. And his activity level was always, from the very beginning, time he was born, really, of going concern. I didn't know, like, before he was diagnosed, really, I didn't even know about ADD. It was a friend of mine who was an adult, diagnosed as an adult, actually. And he came over and visited and asked me, have you considered maybe getting him looked at for potentially for attention deficit disorder? And that's sort of the beginning of that whole life.
Well, how did you feel as a parent, having a child who was bringing home 2 hours of homework a day, in grade 2? I mean, what were the teachers' responses and how did it get to the point where there was that much cumulative work being brought home every day?
Yeah, it was devastating, really, because he loved school. He just loved school, and so credit to him that he continued to try, because he, once again, as I said, his self-esteem really started to plummet. He was given the same amount of work as everybody else. The teachers basically just wrote it off, saying, he's just not applying himself. He's not concentrating. He's not paying attention. And if he would only just do those things and really stay focused, then he'll get it done. So, get him to take school seriously. But the problem was, he was taking it seriously, and he was trying really hard, and we didn't know why he couldn't do it. So,
and all of those things, Karen, say, your kid's a bad kid. Like, he's just going against the grain. And, especially when we're new parents with kids that are in grade, kindergarten, grade 1, grade 2, we try so hard to help them fit in and do well and have the teacher like them. And when you get that sort of feedback from a teacher, which I have received from teachers as well for the same similar sort of scenario, you think, well, geez, like, but he is trying. So what else is wrong?
Right. Yeah, no, it was a very, very dark time for us because, I had not gone through this world of research that I ended up, traveling through because of his diagnosis. It was a real mystery, and, we had all the regular tests done to determine that he didn't have any, physical issues going on or anything at all that, in a regular sense. I don't think, had it not been for my friend who sort of knew about ADD and saw my son in action, I don't know how long it would have taken for me to actually find an answer for him. But, you know, daily it was getting worse because, and yes, his behavior was being concentrated on, you know, and I say this a lot, that people tend to concentrate on the symptoms. And it was a symptom of what was going on with him. Really, it wasn't the cause.
You know, I'd share with you as a mother as well. My son was sort of in a similar boat in grade two, and his teacher, who he no longer goes to that private school anymore for this exact reason. Everyone who knew my son, coaches and hockey coaches, and everyone said, you know, he's the nicest kid. He's the kid that holds the door for you and calls you Mrs. whatever your name. Like, he's just a good kid. And this young teacher, you know, said your son just doesn't pay attention, and he's, you know, she didn't know him very well, and, you know, and he's robbing other kids of their education because he's being compulsive and blurting out the answers, and it just went on. And so we spent a significant amount of money to have him tested, and as it turns out, he shows signs of ADHD, but he's just, you know, he's a bit of a scatterbrain, tested brilliant in math, 99.9 percentile. But the psychiatrist said to us, you know, for his entire life through school, he will need to carry a diary to keep himself on track. He'll, you know, and we have this huge report. And so every year I go in and read this report to the teacher and say, you know, he's not paying attention because he doesn't want to. He does.
Right.
He gets distracted easily.
Yeah.
And if there's like a piece of paper or something in his desk, he feels the urgency to deal with that instead of listening to the teacher. And it's tough. It's tough having a kid that, you know, as a real smart, good kid, and you're having to always explain their behavior all the time. So what did you end up doing? Like, what was your treatment plan? What happened to your son?
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, of course, the first thing they say is, oh, well, there's a drug for that. And it's like, yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
He's 77. So that was not at all a consideration. So I started to go to the support groups. The hospital that where the doctor worked out of, they had, this was a very good doctor who really did specialize in this world of ADD, and so he ran this information session once a month, and then some other smaller parent sessions. So I started to go to those so that I could just really learn about what this was, you know, because remember, like, it was way back there. It was, I don't know, like 1998, around there. You know, we've got a lot of information now on it. At that time, there wasn't a lot of information other than people saying, no, that doesn't exist. It's for kids. They're making an excuse. And so I knew that wasn't true. I mean, I would be the first one to say, yeah, you're right. You know, my kids really got to get it together. But I knew it wasn't true. And so I just had to continue on. And you know, my son is now 25, and he's going to UBC. But he is, I wouldn't say struggling, but he's challenged in his schoolwork still. And we have to make all kinds of accommodations for him. And, you know, the thing is that it's too bad because, you know, it's just the education system and the way that it's set up, it's hard for these kids. It doesn't have to be that hard because they do learn in different ways.
And that's key, though, isn't it? I think that you're right. When you say kids do learn in different ways, some kids just can't put pen to paper.
No.
But if they were given a different alternative to maybe say their, you know, work or, do you know what I mean? Like, I think that we're just so stuck on this is the way it's done. And I know that teachers are overworked and taxed with their time.
Yeah, they are.
I believe there are simpler ways to accommodate and help these children.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think we're getting some help with that with regard, like the professors that my son has at UBC are absolutely amazing. They're fantastic. The administration, I think, takes a longer time to try to wrap their heads around it. But you know, it is a one-on-one type of thing. There is nothing, you know, one size fits all. And we did try medication for a period of time too. Like, we did try all of the therapies that are, you know, suggested, we tried everything, and now my son is, you know, obviously at an age where he can decide which ones work best for him, because there are many, and I think it is a combination. It's a very combined approach for helping to be able to reach your potential, really. That's what it is, and there is great potential in these guys.
So what are some of the therapies or, you know, medications or what's out there to help children and young adults with ADHD?
Well, you know, there's, believe it or not, like this whole, the whole mindfulness, the attention to being able to calm one's inner self, yourself. Like just, there's a whole lot of inner dialogue that goes on that, you know, is racing around. And, because of that racing around, that's part of what makes it hard to concentrate and not be distracted, because it's like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's oh, no, I have to go do this. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So a lot of it's, I think, a very self-focused discipline. I certainly wouldn't say that we've even, you know, we found the magic solution as yet. It's getting better, but it does go up and down and backwards and forwards, and you know, it's never going to be a linear thing, which is fine by me. I mean, neither my son or I are linear type people, so we can handle that, I guess. You know, again, like, you know, it's not to say medication doesn't work either, because medication did work for him for a period of time, which I found quite interesting. But it's not something that you want to think that you would have to stay on for the rest of your life. But you know what? Some people do, and I think those people that do need it in that way, then they, you know, really should regard it as, well, it's just like having diabetes or something, and I've got to take insulin, and so it's the same thing, really. There's such a
It's a good comparison to diabetic, because you're right, because there are different shades and different levels of having ADHD. My son, again, borderline, right on along the line, therefore he's currently not been diagnosed as having ADHD, but shows a lot of quirky signs that he does. And so it's like having diabetes, where are you type 1, type 2? Do you need insulin? Do you not need insulin?
Right.
And your diet and how there's not... The treatment plan is not the same for everybody, and I think that as a parent, we all want to say that we have children that are perfect, who have no problems, and there's a stigma attached to a lot of different illnesses or challenges. And how do you, as a parent, coach other parents to sort of get around that stigma?
Well, the first thing is, you know, the fact is that you should really celebrate the fact that there's a difference here. I hate calling it a disorder. I don't really think it's a disorder. I've heard other people call it a disease, and it's like, that's crazy. You know what?
I know.
It's a difference. It's a difference. And, I mean, my original title for the film was actually, you know, it was a question mark, disorder or difference, and it was a question mark. And then I had come up with Odd Kid Out, which really did seem to fit at the time better, and that's how it went. But, you know, I think for other people to realize that, just celebrating the fact that your guy or girl has, you know, some challenges in some ways, and some ways they don't. And just like, Every kid has something. This is just a little bit more obvious, and it will take more of your time. But, you know that you have to be there to be that supportive individual. I hate it when I hear parents, you know, try to rush through and, well, by this grade, they should be fine. It's like, well, no, that's probably not going to happen. So, you know, realize that you are going to be there for the long haul, and you should be there for the long haul to try to be supportive for them and to try to help them through, because it will be difficult, but it's not impossible. And you know, like, we do celebrate in the differences. Really, we do.
And clearly, I mean, your son's an academic at UBC, and it can't be all that bad. And a lot of very brilliant, bright minds, you know, have ADHD. And I think that if a parent looks at it from that perspective, saying, okay, well, I've got this quirky kid who, I've, you know, takes a bit more of my time to keep him or her on track, versus a child who clearly is just is never going to be an academic and is going to, you know, do you know what I mean? And so if you sort of embrace it from that perspective, then I don't know. I think that...
I get it because, you know, my son is very, you know, rich and layered individual. And, you know, yeah, it could have been an easier time raising him if he had just done everything that he was told to do and in the way he was told to do it. But I don't think he'd be so interesting if that were the case. So, you know, he's full of amazing things, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that he is ADD and he's so interested in, and, you know, maybe you want to call it distracted. Okay, well, you know, we're heading into, or we are in, a world of very nonlinear, you know, activity. It actually lends itself very well to this kind of brain.
It does.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
So where can people see your film? Where is it being shown? How can we get a look at it?
Well, right now, I'm actually just getting it prepared to be able to access it off of iTunes. And, you know, if people contact me at my website, we're also going to have a downloadable version that way as well. Right now we do have, you know, DVDs that are sent out to people. It's not like in theaters anywhere now. It's been a while since it's been out. You know, the broadcasters still play, but I never know when they're going to play it, so I can't really say.
Sure. What is your website address, Karen?
It's a little long, wordshopproductions.com. So it's, you know, WRD, like dog, not workshop, wordshopproductions.com. And, you'll reach me that way.
Karen O'Donnell, thank you so much for being on HealthRadio.fm and congratulations on your son and being such a good mom and all the great success you've had with him.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.